Now, since 1996, let's move on. 11 Fiskars.
Yeah.
Fiskars, 15 yeah. years. How do you like this?
Yes, it was. We came to Fiskars in. My wife and I, she's my second wife.
Yes.
We had a little factory in a place called Terevakoski. Had one of the historic paper factories there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that paper factory mm-hmm. here was a place mm-hmm. that was fully irrigated.
Yes.
Fully electrified.
Yeah.
Good lifts.
Yes.
And excellent storage space, and well related to the highway system.
Yes.
So we decided, we were both at the time working at Arabia.
Yes, your wife was making ceramics, right?
She was making ceramics, okay. Yes. And I was an artist in residence.
Yes.
At Arabia, and she was on the staff, the Arabia staff, that was helping me to get done what I wanted done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we kind of went beyond just pottery.
Yes.
And the next thing you knew, we were talking about starting something of our own.
Uh-huh.
And a little juggling here and there, and here and there, estimating the value of things mm-hmm. collected and so
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
We got it all together,
mm-hmm.
went up to Terevakoski,
yes.
saw the place, and said, yes.
You do it.
And the fellow who was handling the business mm-hmm. for the community,
mm-hmm.
Terevakoski, mm-hmm. was a very, quite an intelligent person,
mm-hmm.
understood and was able to make all the necessary negotiations mm-hmm. that a diplomat is able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started a successful ceramic production there.
Yes.
And we were there for... it must have been 7 or 8 years.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
we realized that, unfortunately, we're off the ground.
Off the ground?
Off the ground, yes. You see, our whole operation
yes.
began on the third level of the building.
I see.
Even though we had steps
yeah.
that led yeah. outside,
yeah.
We had no earth.
Yeah.
And my wife's in love with dogs.
Excuse me.
She is in love with dogs.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of walking.
Yeah.
Is that
right? Yeah.
And here we were spending all our days in the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then some friends came by one day and said, have you guys heard about Fiskars?
Uh-huh.
And we had heard about I had heard about Fiskars in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
There was discussion about this town, which was a dead town industrially,
yeah, yeah.
had all these empty houses, which
right.
could be great for artists.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was happening.
Yeah.
And it was because there was no coherent rental
yeah.
arrangement, the transportation system was not clear,
mm-hmm.
and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time we heard about it after the second marriage, and when we had this thing going in Terevakoski,
yes.
I had sold the rights to for the manufacture of designs I had done
yeah.
to Arabia, so they were doing all the work
uh-huh,
for
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
and we realized that we could use a house like this. So, and they had here at Arabia, at Fiskars, a vice president, he's now retired, who had this vision of this place becoming an artist community.
Right.
And he worked very hard, and I suppose he must have had many, many arguments with his directorship to get money in, to get them to understand that we're doing this not just because it's worth some euro, but it's worth your whole name.
Yes.
So, and with that kind of help, and with the artists began to come here, and they finally, after 2 years, they started the artist community.
Yeah.
And then arrangements were made for the housing and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we are here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it started.
That's how we
are
here. Yeah. This place here used to be the processing house for the apple orchard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And where you're sitting now was the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, when we bought it, it actually the only place that had room, so to speak, is on the other side of that door.
Yeah,
and this was all space.
Yeah.
So we had it built like this. And the downstairs is, which was the cellar for the apples.
Apple starch, yeah.
Was made just a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
But it was high enough for walking and living in.
Mm-hmm.
And we built a sauna, bathroom, my wife's workshop, and a restroom downstairs.
Yeah.
So it has essentially three levels. But that's how we got. That's how we came here, and we've been here ever since. And I'm afraid I've grown old and not well, so here it is like the place of retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Home.
And I suppose that another 10 years or so, and she has to lay down the tools.
Your wife is still doing ceramics.
She's still going strong, yeah.
About Fiskars, still, there's changes happening now.
Hmm?
There's changes happening in Fiskars.
Yes, they're having a change now. Uh-huh. It's I don't believe it's the best. It's the best news for this artist association, for this artist crowd here. Yeah, because if this grows into a so-called upper or middle class living place, there will be all those, what they call amenities.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
That will be required, needed.
Yes.
That is the end of...
Yeah. Living of, community.
Yeah. And I think that I'm right. I think that that doesn't have long to last as long as there's a drive to build and to expand this as a residential place.
Mm-hmm.
No, because the artists, all the rents have risen.
Yes.
And many of the artists are depending quite much on putting all most of their time and effort in what they're doing here.
Yeah.
Now I think that this will come to a dead end. It'll come to a has-been. I mean, it has the good fortune to be in a weather-friendly place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think here, the summer is earliest here.
Yes.
And the autumn come latest here.
Yeah.
Yes, which gives you the longest possible season for people to come to enjoy themselves and put put their dimes and nickels and, mm-hmm. and euros down, yes. you see. Yeah. No, I think that there is something missing in the creative quality of many of those financial thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't see any reason why it ought to be, because there have been many men and women who are tremendous at economic thinking, who are creative as hell.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. it is not a necessary thing that you can think about money and you can't think about anything else.
Exactly.
See, when we came here, I forget the name of the owner of the estate, that his mansion is somewhere mm-hmm. not too far from here. But then he was thinking very much of Fiskars as personal property, and that the quality of the place should stay. What's the name? But apparently there was, once he perhaps began to get older, mm-hmm. he maybe got tired of the constant attention he had to give to certain details, mm-hmm. and perhaps he then organized that they become public.
Yes.
And once you become public,
yeah.
then the people are just writing down numbers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that it'd be wonderful if, in some way, you could manage through your interviews to get the attitude across that the people here don't feel negative to Fiskars, but they just feel apprehensive. They feel that this direction in which it's moving is going to destroy something
mm-hmm.
which people have come to believe is valuable
yeah.
to the society.
Yeah.
In 1963, a newspaper, I don't know where it is published, wrote to me that someone had recommended that I write for them
yeah.
an article
yeah.
concerning the relationship between the Finnish and Japanese design.
Yeah.
And for years I had two or three copies of that magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now that was almost 50 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember what I did with that damn thing.
Uh-huh.
But I yeah. also said the same thing
yeah.
when I came here.
Yeah.
I said there is something about it. And this is one of the things that has so attracted me to some of the beautiful old tools the Finnish mm-hmm. Finns made.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, and wooden things,
yes.
just
yes.
unbelievably
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I said to, and I have said it again and again, somehow those who are responsible for education here in Finland
mm.
have not emphasized the need to educate the young men and women who have the quality of salesmanship.
Mm.
Yeah, so this. When you look back over the last 75 or 80 years, you don't find that the Finns managed to sell themselves.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yes.
Unlike the Dutch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It is astonishing.
Yes.
With the invention, the beauty of things,
mm-hmm.
that. The Finns just, God damn it, did not sell themselves. Here they have an ideal, almost ideal situation.
Mm-hmm.
Here this one family was in charge of all this land, all these houses and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they had these artists come.
Mm-hmm.
Why could they not enlarge on that? I am sure that if they had, if these the so-called charitable attitude mm-hmm. in the people
mm-hmm.
had reached out into the world, mm-hmm. they could have gotten millions to help them to do what they wanted done.
Yes.
I have often expressed astonishment, and it was very interesting. Some few years back, a friend of mine, he is the fellow whose family owns this big greeting card company.
Mm-hmm.
They also were I think they must have owned the newspaper in Hemmenlinna. Not sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said the same thing. He said when he was in school,
mm-hmm.
he and a couple of buddies asked the teachers, why didn't they emphasize techniques or methods for them so that they could go out and sell these ideas that are all around? Why is it so that when you go abroad and you need to get some finished design, you go to a Danish shop or a Swedish shop? Yes. Well, anyway.
Exactly. Anyway.
Here
we are.
Here we are. But let us hope, though, that I don't know. And then we have been here since then. This week we converted into from just like a sort of a hole in the forest to a living space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they are successful with their building plan,
mm-hmm.
it could look good.
Yes.
But they have to do a really fine piece of work if they want to retain the character of that road. Yeah, because they need to watch. It needs
to be watched over. Yes,
it needs to be watched over, and they need to find a way that they can broaden it.
Yeah,
and still
mm-hmm.
hold on to those heavy tree linings.
Yeah.
Now, since they knew that this was going to be, and they knew it 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reason why they could not have started planting big trees
mm-hmm.
beyond these mm-hmm. things, so that they could open that a little wider.
Yeah.
No. You see, the thinking is not complete.
Mm-hmm.
No care, no real care
mm-hmm.
was given to any area except around the mansion house.
Uh-huh.
And when you think about it, I mean, to be quite honest, nothing is more boring than the garden around that mansion house. Yeah, I mean, there is no garden. There is no beauty there.
Yeah.
It's just there sits this building without any beautiful trees
mm-hmm.
or bushes,
mm-hmm.
no movement, nothing.
Yeah.
There it sits.
Static,
It is pretentious,
mm-hmm.
of course.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, many of those houses were pretentious. And when you go inside and you look at the detailing, I mean, awful.
Apart from that, the Fiskars is a little gem in this landscape.
Yes.
It's a beautiful village.
Exactly.
And there's a reason why there are so many tourists coming here. It's very idyllic.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
But will it stay?
That we shall see in, let's say, 5 years.
Yes, yes.
There is a reason why artists came here, because it's inspirational here.
Yes, so. Yes. It is very interesting. You see, when you go from here, you take the road out,
mm-hmm.
and you go to your left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just before the next road, which comes down along the way,
yeah,
there,
yeah.
there was a group of I don't know what kind of trees they were, but they are not Finnish. Mm-hmm. They were either from China or somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful leaves, beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
One of them must have been, I suspect it was close to 200 years old or so.
Mm.
One of them was damaged during one of these high wind storms. That tree stood just as it had been damaged until finally it had started to rot.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yeah.
There was no, and there is here, was here, still is, a farm department,
mm-hmm.
with all the machinery,
mm-hmm.
and the necessary boring and...
They could fix it, you mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 But that's not, you see, and that happens all over, you know.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
over.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And then I spent, must have been almost a week, when we moved here, hand clipping this whole lane, you know, clipping the trees so that at some point you could look through, and then the trees began, mm-hmm. you see? And shaping some of the trees so that the more beautiful limbs were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next thing I knew, believe it or not, the farm
department
had come with machinery. I threw my hands up. I said, that is the end of it.
Mm.
Yeah. But this sort of thing, mm-hmm. this sort of thing,
yeah.
this kind of thing. And so I think, and I remember many years ago, they asked for suggestions. And so I had written out a map and so
yeah,
forth and
yeah.
so on. They kept that map and they followed it,
mm-hmm.
in order to get that area behind the, you know, where the blacksmiths.
Yes.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. They. That was following my.
Uh huh. Good idea.
My sketch.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, they. I don't know why they didn't. Nothing. Nothing. And they have in less than 5 kilometers from here,
yeah.
they have a rock deposit.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge, beautiful rocks.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful rocks.
Yeah.
That are just there. You understand?
Yeah, you could use them.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. They you know, just a pit. Just
yeah.
a pit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have yet seen any rocks placed strategically here to emphasize or glamorize any buildings?
Mm-hmm.
And, for instance, all the stone that you see around this house
mm-hmm.
didn't come from here. They came from their rock quarry or down the road somewhere,
yeah.
but they... All the houses had only these cinders. Look at this one here.
Just these little cracked stones around. I mean, with the possibility of natural beauty looking them in the face, then all they need to do is say, put in some extra hours, and they have something quite special looking. Like they have a beautiful rock place right in the Keskus or something like that.
Yeah, it would be nice.